Remember where we are and remember what we're going to do right now. And what are we going to do? We're going to try to associate with Krishna through his holy names. And the process is essentially very simple. We try to touch Krishna in the form of his holy names without consciousness, because you can be with someone, but if one's consciousness isn't there, one won't be with that person at all. It's really a matter of consciousness. I think we've all had that experience, being with someone and either where our mind is somewhere else or the other person's mind is somewhere else, and there's no connection at all. So what we want to do is to be consciously, or with our consciousness, be present with Krishna. And the simple way to do that, simple to understand, is to listen to the sound vibration. Now, if we can, there's so many levels that we can listen on. We can listen with great love, in the sense of calling out to Krishna. If we can call out to Krishna, then our listening, our hearing will be even more powerful. But if all we can do is just hear, that is also wonderful. And if all we can do is make a sincere attempt to bring our consciousness in the presence of Krishna, that is also wonderful. So the point is to try our best. And the simplest way is to keep it very, very simple and just try to hear the mantra that we're chanting right now. Just try to hear that mantra. Try to be with Krishna. Make the attempt to be with Krishna in the form of his holy names. Being with him by hearing the mantra. Beginning with Hari. Because we say beginning with Hari because if you catch the first Hari with your consciousness, then it's so much easier to hear and catch the rest of the mantra. So try your best and be determined on this one point that I'm going to try my best. When we say be determined, that's precisely what we mean, to try my best. And if you find that your mind is really wandering, don't even worry about it. Don't lament. Or you can lament just for a moment, but let that make you more humble. And then you'll understand that you need more mercy, some descending help from Krishna. So if you put that mood, infuse that mood into your chanting, that yes, I need, without your mercy, what can I do? I won't even be able to hear one Hari. So, whether we're perfect in our chanting and we hear everything and chant with great love, or we're just simply calling out, for needing extra help, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Trinada Bhisuni Chaino, Trora Bhisuna, Amanina Manadena, Kirtaniya. And then we'll really be able to chant. And in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, it describes that Dainya, or humility, is actually not different from Prema, not different from love from Krishna. Now here our special help is arriving, or rather, our able to turn our attention to Sri Giriraj has now become a lot easier, in the process of becoming easier. Okay, so first, make a sankalpa. Decide how you're going, if you're going to make the attempt, the very noble and brave attempt, the heroic attempt to, during this short time we're together, accept that we have nothing else to do except be with Krishna. If you're willing to make that attempt, then do it strongly. And if we can all stay till 9 o'clock, which is almost an hour and a half, that would be so wonderful. Stay means being, keeping in the presence of the Holy Name and the best of servants of Lord Hari. Sikiridas. So please, right now, see, Giriraj was always there, but we just couldn't see him. We needed the curtain lifted. So similarly, Krishna is there, always in the form of his holy name, so kind and merciful. But we just can't perceive it. That stage where we can perceive Krishna's presence in his holy name is called Bhava Bhakti. What a way to start your day. Okay, make your sankalpa, please, and be determined to try your best to take advantage of this opportunity, this rare time we have, and then begin chanting. Pray to those who you're sure will give you the most mercy, and then begin chanting. And his trees are standing up, hairs on his body standing up in ecstasy. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. There's once this old Baba who used to live near Puchiri, near the corner, the end of the tail of the peacock of Giriraj. And he used to live in a cave. Now he's gone, but he lived there for so many years, 30 years, 40 years, and it wasn't a big cave. And you'd go and see him, and then he'd hold up a candle so you could see the inside of the cave. But it was just a little cave, and he just used to sit there and chant. All day long, all day long, all day long, all day long. And also before Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's Bhajan Kutya was renovated maybe 20 years ago, it was very, very, very small. You couldn't stand up in there. There were two rooms. And you couldn't even stand up. And there was one Baba who just used to live in there and just chant and chant and chant and chant and chant. So we don't have that capacity, perhaps, but we can sit down now and tell me how anyone like to say how they did in this morning's chanting session after the amazing experience of last night. Anyone like to say? Raise your hand, please. How was your chanting this morning? Anyone like to say? Were you able to hear one Hare Krishna mantra? Anyone like to say how their chanting was? Yes. Oh, yes, we need a microphone.
Hare Krishna. It was smooth, Prabhu. Yes, ma'am. When we hear your instruction, the mind becomes peaceful, it becomes steady.
The mind, yes, minds are known for their restlessness. Chanchalahi, manakrishna. This is the very nature of the mind. Do you know that as soon as we want to come in, as soon as we turn our back on Krishna, Krishna bhule seji, anadya bahimukh, we turn our back on Krishna, we need... That means turning our back on our relationship with Krishna. That we don't want to serve him. There is some enmity in the heart. And we want to be the center. And what we need to do that is a false sense of self. And that's the mind. We need immediately a mind in which we're we experience ourselves as the center. And we don't like it, actually, in there, in that bubble of our consciousness, in the universe of me being the center. It's not very pleasant. And one reason is we can't convince anyone else that we're the center. Not even one monkey. So it's not very pleasant. And we struggle and struggle and struggle. And what we're attempting now, this is why it's difficult. What we're trying to do is slow down this mind from the rajagun of I want, I want, I want. If I have this, I'll be happy. If I have that, I'll be happy. If I remove this, I'll be happy. If I remove that, just on and on and on. Constantly, the mind is trying to organize the universe around me, and it doesn't work. And then there's the tamagun. When it doesn't work, we go to sleep. We get distracted and go to sleep. So what we're trying to do is, the basic thing is trying to slow down the mind and get it into goodness, into sattvagun. And then it's easier to chant Krishna's names. But whether we can do that or we can't do that, or if we hear one mantra or we hear two mantras, beginning with Hari, we just simply try our best to what? Our goal is to saturate. How do you say saturate in Hindi?
Stir.
I couldn't hear.
Stir.
Fix. No. Fix is the saturate. Just like if you take, see, the it's rag actually. Yes, we have a paripurna. Complete. Nope. It's like when you take cloth. You take cloth and that's white color, and you put it into blue dye, and then the cloth becomes blue. So that's what we want to do with our mind. So what's the Hindi word? Sat for saturate. This is actually rag. No one can agree. That's okay. That's welcome to the material world. So we want to saturate our consciousness with Krishna, 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 Krishna. With Krishna's name, Krishna's form, Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's name, form, qualities. We want to saturate our consciousness, Krishna consciousness. And that's why last night was so beautiful, because it was saturated the consciousness, and that should make it so much easier to chant, although we might be a little tired. But just, we try our best for this. We want to saturate our mind in Krishna. So your chanting was easier this morning. Oh, but yes. Thank you. Anyone else like to say how that chanting was? Now, everyone on this side is enthusiastic. Yes. You raise your hand next.
Hare Krishna. I'm audible, Prabhuji?
Excuse me?
It's not loud.
Well, what to do? Where are you from? Where are you from? You need two microphones. This is an enterprising man.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Prabhuji,
where are you from?
I'm from Delhi.
I thought so. You have to be enterprising to even cross the road in Delhi.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, interesting realizations, Prabhuji, today.
How was your chanting this morning?
Can I conclude with this?
No.
Okay. It was good.
That doesn't tell me anything. Were you able to hear one Hare Krishna Maha Mantra?
Yes.
Very good.
Yes.
Not only was good, it was very good. You're so fortunate.
Yes,
now go ahead.
So, in the process of... I sometimes feel this statement, listen to one mantra, is very understated, because it is actually the right way of chanting, and we sometimes think that this is something I already know, this is so obvious, right? But this is something we know but we don't know at the same time. And then at some point when I was chanting, I felt that yeah, now I just listened it, so it was almost like I got it, okay? And next mantra I got it. So it almost like now I captured the holy name in my heart. And it when I looked around, I felt I'm the only one who could do it now.
Yes. Oh, can I make a comment here?
Sure, sure.
Welcome to the world of the mind. Finally, we chant one mantra. We can hear one mantra. And then we hear a second one, miraculously. And then the mind starts thinking, I've actually done it. I've heard a mantra, I've chanted. And then you've missed two mantras already just by doing that. And then, exactly what you said, you look around and say, I've heard mantras, I'm chanting more, I'm probably chanting better than anyone else. And there we are, trapped in huge false ego again, and we've lost Krishna. This is the nature of the material mind, the monkey mind. So what did you do? How did you...
So eventually I was losing more than 3-4 mantras, not just 1-2 mantras, because the mind was like, no, don't have pride, because when gopis had pride, Krishna disappeared. So holy name will disappear. So don't have pride. And I was caught up in that thought process.
And who are you talking to, by the way?
Mind.
Who was talking to your mind?
I was...
But who was talking?
You can answer, Prabhuji.
No. But you were the one who were doing it. Who was talking to who?
There are two personalities. It's...
Okay. Let's lock this man up. What is your name, by the way? You're letting me tease you.
It's Adarini Daidas.
Oh, very nice.
So at the end...
But who is talking to whom? It's the mind talking to itself. So what we recommend is let that mind not talk to itself, because it will make it, and then another part will say, this mind will be talking to that part of the mind stuff, and then another say, why are you talking to yourself? Let me mediate between the two of you. So we just say, keep it really simple, and just go back to the simple, simple point of hearing. One Hare Krishna mantra.
So that's why I was coming to Prabhuji, how that loop was getting broken. It was getting reset every time you said, if you listen to one mantra starting with Hare. And every time you said that, it would get refreshed and, you know, restart. That the cycle of mind conversation would break immediately. So, yeah, that was pretty nice.
Yeah. What do you do?
Just heard one mantra starting with Hare.
Yeah. Let that be what you do forever. I mean, chant the holy names. Yeah, thank you. Okay, last person who would like to say how they did with the chanting, and then we'll go back to chanting for a little bit. Yes. Yes. Well, let me just ask one. Who found it easier to chant this morning than 2 days ago when we had our last session? I also did.
Hare Krishna, Rohit.
Just one second, though. One secret that I found, but I'll only tell you because it's a secret if you don't tell anyone else. And that is, if you get the fortune, by Krishna's mercy, to be able to hear one mantra, and you could sort of, you start feeling like, now I can do it, I've understood I can do it, that's the time not to relax, but to really, really focus and be determined. It's like the door has opened. And don't think the door has opened, I can walk through this door at any time. Don't think like that, but think, let me walk through it quickly and strongly and become very determined to just hear the holy name. And let the holy name work in our consciousness and let it reveal as it likes. Yes. That's a secret. Don't tell anyone.
So by using these sacred Prabhuji, I must getting benefited out of it. So I just wanted to share that chanting was just like a struggle for everyone, and for me especially, it's a hard struggle. But last two days, I'm feeling that it's become a festival for me. Chanting has become a festival. Like all festivities, we are going for prasadam, going out for the chanting and holy name, and then the amazing experience there at Surbhi Kund. So now this chanting has become like a festival. Like,
yes.
Every morning it has become a burden for me. Now I have to chant 16 rounds. And now we are coming here, it's now a festival for me.
Very fortunate. But be careful. Because you think, your mind will stop thinking, this is like a festival. Before I used to be like this, and now I chant like this. And this is like a festival. I wonder what the prasadam is going to be served at this festival. I wonder what time it is. I better get there. And then, boom, it's gone. Just let the mind do what it's going to do, but just bring it back to this very, very simple relationship of hearing, which is just what it is. It's being with Krishna in the form of the holy name. Touching Krishna with your consciousness. This is how to touch Krishna with the consciousness, by hearing. By hearing attentively. And then, if by Krishna's mercy, you start feeling some affection for Krishna, then let that infuse your chanting. And then, or longing, or whatever. We want to become Krishna conscious. Because why do we want to be? Did you ever ask yourself, why do you want to become Krishna conscious? Maybe in this morning's class I'll start with that. But thank you very much. Thank everyone who spoke. And thank everyone who listened. And now you know what we're going to do? We're going to have a festival. Just a festival of just hearing. And if we could, a festival of being with Krishna. By the mercy of the Dasa Vrindavan, by the mercy of Giriraj, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, by the mercy of Vaishnava Association, Sisi Gonatai, Radha Govinda, the mercy of the mantra. Let us try. So we don't have much time left, so be a little extra determined to take advantage of this time we have together right now. So always make a sankalpa before you begin. If you can do that one thing, what am I doing here? I'm sitting down, I'm picking up my beads. Now what am I going to do next? Am I just going to just push the beads? So often that's all I do, is just push the beads, and this is free time for my mind to wander all over the universe. But so make a sankalpa. Here I am now. This is my time to be with Krishna. Let me try my best to hear the holy name. One Hare Krishna mantra. Because that's all you can hear at one time anyway. Okay, make your sankalpa. And let us use this time wisely and praying for some little extra mercy, unless you feel you don't need it. Okay, so as soon as you're ready, let's begin. But start with a focus, knowing what you're going to do. Just don't start. Take a few moments to make your sankalpa. Try your best, and if you can hear one Hare Krishna mantra, you're so fortunate. Speak of Shudanam. Just try your best.